Welcome back to After Hours. Tonight we're having a sock hop on the program, which you can dance along to the 60s dance crazes. Even before the twist was popular, the Diamonds came out with The Stroll in 1957. That was a dance that had people moving for a number of years.
Come, let's stroll. Stroll across the floor. Come, let's stroll.
A couple of years later, the Dovells released a song called The Bristol Stomp, which was a dance step that originated in Bristol, Pennsylvania, and the song made it to number 2 on the Hot 100.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol Stomp.
With the success of the Stomp, the Dovells came out with another dance tune called Do the New Continental the following year. The Duvels followed that up with another dance favorite, You Can't Sit Down. That rose to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Hey, pretty baby,
you can't sit up.
Why don't you hear the drum thumping?
You can't sit up.
You gotta shake it like a crazy.
You can't sit up.
Because the band is saying something.
You can't sit up.
And everybody is a jumping.
You can't sit up.
You gotta stop.
Another dance that swept the sock hops around the country in the 60s was The Madison Time by the Ray Bryant Combo.
It's Madison Time. Hit it. You're looking good. A big strong line. When I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back with a big strong turn and back to the Madison. Hit top. You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back, double cross, come out of it with the rifle back. Hit top. Face it. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong M, erase it and back to the best. Now then, when I say hit it, it'll be tea time. Hit it. Big strong line. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong Cleveland box and back to the next. Hit it. Crazy. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong basketball with a Wilt Chamberlain hook. Gleason and back to the Madison. Hit it. And away we go. Now then, when I say hit it, Birdland, and I say stop. Hit it. How about a little stiff leg there? You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, come out of the birdland back to the Madison. Hit it. Crazy. When I say hit it, go two up and two back, double cross and freeze. Hit it. And hold it right there.
You're listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRU-LP Huntley Community Radio. Bobby Freeman also began recording dance hits in the early 60s. Here, his hit, Come On and Swim, reached number 5 on the Hot 100.
Come on, everybody! Come on in! Bobby said he wants to see you! Pretend you're in the water and you go like this. Now, baby, swim. Baby, do the swim. Do what you want to, girl. Do like you wish. Pretend you're in the water. Now, swim like a fish. Now, baby, swim. Baby, do the swim. Kinda like the dog, but not so low. Like the hurly gully, but not so slow. Now, baby. Shout, do the swim, girl, now work it on out. Now, baby, swim. Baby, do the swim. Do what you want to, girl, that's all right. Bobby said he wants to see you swim tonight. Now, baby, swim.
From our generation hasn't done the Watusi. Well, here, the Orlongs sing the Watusi.
Smart. dance to do.
Wah, wah.
Another typical dance move was the jerk. The first song that taught kids to do the jerk was by the Larks. It was called, appropriately, The Jerk.
Girls, hey, what's that you doing? Girls, girls, what's that you doing? You got to show me the steps to it.
The dance experts say that the moves to the monkey are quite similar to those of the jerk. So if you know the difference, try it out with The Monkey Time by Major Lance.
Oh,
I know I've missed some of the dances of the era, but there were so many that it's hard to find them all. So we'll end the show with a tribute to them all, The Land of a Thousand Dances by Wilson Pickett.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
This has been After Hours. I hope you've enjoyed the program as much as I have, and will tune in again next Sunday night. I'm Kevin Fenner.